No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Good morning, Ange.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, and nice to be in Auckland. It's sparkling with the tide in and
beautiful day.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Well, I have to say, in the far north, I've been listening to webinars like a bit of a nerd, but I've been really enjoying them. And I did want to do this on my change of plan, was to re-educate myself and come up to date with even more current information. And this is from the Probiotic Advisor, but I've been doing really good things on the microbiota, more than what I have last year, like I did those talks. But now we're on to peptic ulcer disease and Helicobacter pylori, and there's some really interesting studies about that. And also the urogenital microbiome. So if you're not feeling right downstairs, or you keep getting thrush, bacterial vaginosis, urinary tract infections, I've got the information. And it's from Dr. Jason Horalek, who is the bee's knees. You know, he's been looking at the science for years and years, and he does his teachable podcast for clinicians, so we can give it on to the people who need it, you know. Yeah. And they're not expensive either. Some of them are really good home remedies, but it just gets the pH right and the balance right, so the right bacteria grow and make it favourable. And it's only because in the last 5 years, there's all the science and the markers that they can detect for are available.
Wow.
We used to just think it was Acidophilus bifidus and that sort of thing. No. There's a bit more to it than that. And it's easy to do. So if you're having trouble with that, get in touch with me. Or you can book online too. NaturalAnge.com.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Glorious. Should we get into some queries?
Yes.
People have been
good idea.
Someone said, "Hi Ange, I am 18 months into breastfeeding. I get a full night's sleep, luckily, and but I still look and feel incredibly tired. Also, my period has returned for the first time, which seems to have really impacted my mood and skin and energy levels. Is there anything I should be taking?"
Yes. Now, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a blood test, because you could be low in iron, because if you've got heavy periods, perhaps, or, you know, just, well, you haven't got the broken sleep, luckily, but you are sort of on the go 24/7. We do have some really good herbal medicine for you, like chase tree, which is good for skin and mood and premenstrual syndrome. And then whatever ails you, whether it's too light, too short, too heavy, too crampy, or sore breasts, or depression or anxiety, I need to know those kind of bits and bobs, you know, the symptoms. So if you want to, it would be better probably to see you, but get in touch with me at least by email, because I could start the ball rolling.
For sure.
But yeah, I had two cancellations this afternoon, in case anybody needs to know that.
Oh, nice.
I can't make it, I've got a meeting. That's okay. I know, it'll be fine.
Someone else texted in saying, "Hi Ange, do you have any remedy for rosacea in the face, please?" On the face.
On the face.
Oh, right. So some people do doxycycline for that, you know, and that's an antibiotic, and there's the before and after. But I often go for the gut and allergies. You've got to avoid sort of spicy food, coffee, allergy foods.
And sort of anything that's sort of inflammatory.
Like that. Yes.
Almost.
Yeah, right. Makes your face just burn out into a bright red. But often, you know, you start with sort of getting onto the foods that suit you and improving things like gut health and stress, and the paradigm seems to shift, because naturopaths are all about treating the host and getting that right, and then usually things abate. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Also, a big query that's been popping up all over the show is hay fever.
Oh, yeah.
Hay fever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and peppermint oil. Don't do peppermint oil. Hello, you are smart. Or tiger balm, I was thinking. So hay fever. Well, it's all the grasses and things, but you can do, there's supplements out called Histes, and there's herbs like Bicol Skullkelp, Albizia, Marshmallow, high dose vitamin C. It works well as an antihistamine, but you've got to take high doses. Well, you can take an antihistamine. And also some people, when there's grasses and things, you've just got to get in the shower, because it's in your hair and your eyebrows and everywhere. So you've got to dampen it down. So you jump in the shower, wash your hair, and that helps. And then otherwise, some people, if they've got food intolerances, hay fever and the whole thing confounds, then if you know that it's sort of dairy and tomatoes, we'll take those out, because that will lessen the load, you know, and that helps with the allergic picture. Yeah, they're just food intolerances, though. And then what you got to do with the environment? Well, it's just hop in the shower and do your best.
Someone else texted in saying, good morning all. Ange, did you end up looking into SPM Active? My mother suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. Am I saying that right?
SPM Active.
Yeah, osteoarthritis and Parkinson's. She's taking a bunch of, taking morphine a bunch and a bunch of other drugs as well at the moment.
Okay, I'd need you to email me about that so that I can look it up in detail and get back to you. So that is Ange at naturalange.co.nz. It'd be easiest for me to do that one.
Perfect. Yeah. And we've also had another text in about period cramps.
Oh, right. So period cramps, you can, there's a few things with this. You know, exercise is good. You can go fish vegetarian in the second half of the cycle so that it's less inflammatory. And then what
in the second half of the cycle?
Yes, like from ovulation through to the period.
Right. So
The luteal phase, they call it, day 14 to 28.
Got it.
And then what you do is the minute you feel that dullness in your pelvis and you think, it's going to come today or tomorrow, you know, and you start sort of craving chocolate and bloating and that sort of thing, you start taking magnesium. So whatever magnesium you can find, you know, then you will. There's bisglycinates, there's citrates, there's phosphates. There's ones that are sort of better than oxides and carbonates, I would say. Start taking it because you want to get yourself up onto the front foot with as far as magnesium goes. And coupled with calcium is always good. And apart from that, you can always use chamomile and ginger tea.
Nice.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah, and that really does. Yeah. It's like taking a Panadol, good strong cup of chamomile tea. So cool. Antispasmodic. Yeah.
And so you've said you've got two cancellations today, so if anyone wants to come and see you on any of these things, they can come in.
Last minute.
Yeah, that's right. So book online.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks, Ange.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.
It's nice to be back.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.